broadcasting live from Spec Tower School of Media Arts. This is Tigers Week for April 12, 2011. On today's episode, we will discuss the standings from last season and what changes the team made to better poise themselves to go all the way this year. Will a different lineup and a struggling division help them on their way to the World Series? We'll take a look at that and a lot more today on Tigers Week, your Detroit Tigers audio podcast. This past season had its ups and downs for the team. They led their division for a stretch in July, but began to have problems with injuries that plagued the ball club later on in the season. The Tigers finished the year at 500 with 81 wins and 81 losses. They were third in their division behind the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. In the offseason, the Tigers lost some key players, such as Jeremy Bonderman, Johnny Damon, and Armando Galarraga. Bonderman and Galarraga were both on a roller coaster performance-wise, and Bonderman still hadn't fully recovered from his injuries. The Tigers also gained some players, catcher Victor Martinez, relief pitcher Joaquin Benoit, and starting pitcher Brad Penny. Penny has a lifetime ERA of 4.15 and has won 108 games in 12 seasons. Will he be worth the $3 million that he was paid for this season? And speaking of hefty salaries, Joaquin Benoit was given a three-year, $16.5 million contract, the second most richest contract ever for a relief pitcher. The Tigers are putting a lot of money into their pitching this year, and hopefully that translates into wins for the team. Even though it looks like the Cleveland Indians and Kansas City Royals might struggle all year, it will still be difficult for the Tigers to compete with the Twins and the White Sox. It is always a heated battle between these three teams during the season. Manager Jim Leland believes that with Verlander, Scherzer, and Porcello as the top of the rotation for starting pitchers, that the Tigers are going to keep their rival scoring to a minimum. With a pretty solid pitching staff, it's going to be up to the offense to make it happen this year. The Tigers don't have a lot of power in the lineup, aside from Miguel Cabrera, and hopefully in Victor Martinez, so they will have to drive in runs in key situations to get them to the top of the Central Division. The Tigers aren't really known for playing a lot of small ball, but with that being the Twins' specialty, they will have to adjust their game a little in order to make some headway. Spring training has given Tigers fans some hope for the season ahead. The Tigers finished spring training with 20 wins and 14 losses. They were third in the American League. The pitching staff is looking very promising with veterans Justin Verlander and Rick Porcello, as well as with newcomers such as relief pitcher turned starter Phil Koch and rookie Jacob Turner. Turner only pitched one game during spring training and allowed only one run on five hits. He went on to take the win in that game. But spring training was not without its disappointments. It looks as though Carlos Guillen may have to start the season on the disabled list. This will hamper the efforts of the Tigers to put some runs on the board unless some of the new players can step up and take his place. So we're a few games into the season now, and it seems like Detroit may be struggling more than we anticipated. As it stands now, they are last in the division at 5 games behind. They have a record of 4-7 right now and seem to be having multiple problems. In the first 4 games, they allowed 4 3-run homers and were outscored 28-20. They have also allowed more wild pitches than any other team in the league. They need to focus more and begin to rebound now before they get too far behind. It would be nice to see them get on a winning streak and climb to the top of the division early on in the season. While the Detroit Tigers team and the fans hope for a good season, it might be that this is a rebuilding year and they should focus more on the future. With manager Jim Leland and general manager Dave Dombrowski both at the end of their contracts this year, if they want to continue with the team, they will have to find the right combination of players and strategy to succeed, or there may be a new look to the franchise in 2012. Be sure to listen in next week when we will take an in-depth look at the pitching staff to see why they look so good on paper during spring training but now seem to have lost control. This is your host, Shane Hawkins, signing off for Tigers Beat, the Detroit Tigers audio podcast.